Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 1022, what's happening? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Hope everybody's doing well. 877-337-6666 is our number. Judge, front and center. I mean, bottom line is this. I mean, the Yankees could not butcher this any more than they have. They came short with the initial offer. They foolishly divulged the details on opening day, which pissed them off further. They nickel and dimed them during arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got, you know, they're just hoping, they're waiting, they're reacting rather than controlling. And that's not good. That's not good.
It's terrible. Especially if they end up losing him and don't have a plan B.
Let me tell you something. If they lose him, I mean, Brian Cashman has already lost a ton for the last couple of years now, a ton of support and belief in the court of public opinion. And it's gone from going back a couple of years ago, that's probably time for change, to, yeah, there's almost like anger because of the Hicks stuff and the Gallo stuff and some other things that really bother us. If Judge bolts, and here we are just talking about, you know, Cashman's four-year extension, and there is not this meaningful pivot, he is going to be crushed.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of sympathy for the negativity that comes his way. Trust me.
What's your honest gut?
I think Aaron Judge wants to stay here. I think he is going to sign here, but I'm not confident the Yankees are going to do the right thing. I think he wants to be here. I'm not confident the Yankees are going to do right by him.
You know,
and
I
if they
tell
don't,
you.
And if they yeah. don't, and I don't know what this initial offer was. I believe that there was some sort of initial
like $285 million,
whatever it
that
is,
around.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yep.
If it's not like revised and shown respect that he deserves, he's not. The Grom thing is going to happen. He's going to go get a humongous offer from somebody else, whoever it is, and he's not even going to give the Yankees a chance.
Well, Cashman intimated that last night. He basically said that, you know, the Yankees have not been or have not received any sort of assurance that they will have a chance at the final offer, which is one thing that I always thought that they would have in their back pocket. So even at the end of the day, I always thought that even with all the sloppiness, you know, and the unprofessionalism with certain things, I think the way the Yankees treated Judge with a few things here along the way, really going back to the divulging of the details, that bothered him, that bothered everybody, made him look bad.
And
he received boos on opening day, which was so unfair to the guy.
And the explanation that, yeah, we told him.
He was going to get out anyway.
Let
John Heyman report that.
Exactly.
He's not going to get pissed at Heyman. He might get pissed at you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I'll tell you, the statement that you just made really says a lot. Mm-hmm. You just said you don't know if the Yankees will actually do the right thing.
I'm not confident.
I hear you. Neither am I fully. But think about the gravity of that statement.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about, you know, and this is not a shot. We're not talking about the Wilpon Mets.
No.
We're talking about the Yankees.
I know it.
With the biggest star in the sporting galaxy. Now, your instincts might be right. Now, they could be wrong, but the fact that we even throw that out there, and I can't say that that's a ludicrous take, because I don't think that it is, tells you
all you need to
that's
know.
That's not good.
That's all you need to know about the state of the Yankees.
Yes,
right now.
Deke. All right, let's get to your call, see what you guys think. Rob's up in Westchester. Rob is on the fan. Tiki and Tierney, what's happening, Robbie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your guys' show. It's the best.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, bud. What's happening?
So what you guys just said is exactly where I'm going with this. Like, at what point is Judge being detrimental to himself? So what I mean by that is, if you're going to make Judge the offer, and he's going to be the face of the franchise, and you're assuming he's going to get the captainship, he should have a say in the pieces that are being put in place, so you should be making moves to build a championship together. And that's where I feel like we're missing out on moves that could be being made while he makes his decision.
It's not the NBA, Rob. I hear you, and on some level.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're
but
not,
it doesn't happen like that in baseball. Yeah, it just doesn't.
Because the owners have so much control.
It just doesn't. It's not run that way.
Yeah, and the GMs, they just have so much control. It's like they decide. It's not, hey, who do you want to play with? If we could build the ideal team, LeBron James, who would you want? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me go get Kevin Love, right? Go get whoever, right? A bunch of his boys that he brought to that team.
Bosh, to go back to Miami.
Well, I'm talking about when he went to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland was more, Miami was more, appreciate your call, Rob. More of a, like, hey, let's all do this together. Mm-hmm. Whereas when he came back to Cleveland, it was like, this is what I want. I want J.R. Smith. I want Kevin Love. I want whoever, a bunch of guys. I can't remember that team anymore. But that was basketball. Baseball doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't, and it never will. And, you know, listen, I think if Rob would have framed it this way.
Even though it does feel like the Phillies are operating that way. I'm just saying. Sorry, Met fans.
Yeah, that's going to be a beast of a division. Met, you better get that bat, man. Mm-hmm. I've been telling you all year, you need a bat, Met fans, and you know that. Hopefully the Mets know that. But I think if Rob would have framed it more along the lines of not consulting with who Judge wants, but more, if the Yankees don't act quickly, nobody else will be left to bring to help out Judge, whether it's Rodon, whether it's Correa, whether it's Bogarts, whether it's Benintendi, whether it's Swanson, which I don't think that's even a remote possibility for the Yankees, Swanson, whether it's Nimmo, if you miss on Benintendi, whatever. That's where it gets dicey. Dave is up in the Bronx. Tiki and Tierney, what's happening, Dave?
Hey, guys, I'm just another, lifelong Yankee fan that thinks they should do whatever it takes to sign Judge. I can't imagine him going to another team. There's no salary cap. They make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Sign the guy, move on. I mean, build a team around him. I just don't get why there's even talk of him going somewhere. If he goes a la DeGrom, so be it. But and real quick, guys, I'm going to hang up after this point, but I don't know if you guys heard this morning. They were kind of busting your chops on the morning show because you guys had a little tiff yesterday about the soccer. When Tiki was watching a little soccer, but hey, Brandon, it's a new age. You know, it's not just the old school sports. It's soccer these days.
Hey, listen, Dave. Here's what you need, Dave.
I know it's your show, but let the guy live.
Hey, listen, Dave. Listen, you can.
He's a giant.
Dave, you can structure your radio show the way you want to. Yeah, no, I got you, man. And by the way, I saw Boomer and Gio today. They're like, yeah, let Tiki have it. Mm. Hey, listen, we're talking Verlander. I don't give a rat's ass who's playing. Croatia.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the United States, I'll give you a little latitude. Do not waste my time. When we're talking about Verlander and you start, going into your soccer trance, it's got to be.
Croatian goalie, Dominic Livakovic.
Fantastic.
Was unbelievable.
Awesome.
Now, part of it was because the Japanese spot takers, the penalty kicks, they were lazy. They were just kind of like, let me just dribble this in there. He stopped three of them.
Good for him.
They had four shots. He stopped three of them.
Wow.
It's unprecedented.
Amazing.
Was
it the United States?
Was it
the United States?
It was not the United
States.
I don't care. They got knocked out over the weekend.
It's not a hyperbole. It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Okay.
That doesn't happen. And if you appreciate soccer like I do,
yeah.
You can't help but react to it.
You know what I find more incredible?
You know what it was? It was
the Cy Young winner signing with the Mets in real time during our show. That's more interesting to me.
You remember?
It's just me.
You remember when Adrian Peterson needed like 50 or something yards to break 2,000. You remember that season?
I remember what he got, I don't remember the exact run. I think it was a long run, actually.
It was.
Right? Yeah.
It was.
Vaguely,
they were
sure.
playing Green Bay, I think.
All right, that's football.
But
that's more important than this.
I don't care about the Vikings. I don't care about the Green Bay Packers. But seeing Adrian Peterson eclipse 2,000 was just damn cool.
Hey, listen, Boomer and Gio knew which side to jump on. They knew what the deal was.
But they don't know
they
soccer.
Know the deal.
They'd rather talk about
they
hockey.
They know Verlander.
They'd rather talk about hockey.
No, Gio, are you kidding me? Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Soccer is a sport. It's coming,
okay,
man.
Fantastic.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And if you watched Brazil yesterday,
Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. You. Rich, what's going on, buddy? How are you, Richie?
What? I'm all righty. How you doing, BT?
I'm all right. Save me from this soccer drivel.
What's
all right,
up, Rich?
Let's talk a little New York Yankees, all right?
Yes.
First and foremost, you guys know I've been touting it. 50-year fan ever since 5 years old, going to games with my grandfather. Lived through the whole tirades and everything. The Bronx Zoo, Yankees yesterday, and down outright embarrassed themselves. Trey Turner signs, and then you get Verlander that signs. But the Yankees PR We got Cashman.
That's true. All right.
Isn't that crazy?
Just think about that. Look, everybody else is announcing these amazing things that are making their team better. We're like, yeah, we got Cashman. He's going to be here for 30 years when it's
30.
All said and done.
30.
Like when you said that, BT, when you came in this morning, it just felt it.
It's, 30.
It doesn't make sense.
Let me put it in perspective. Rich, think about this, and obviously Teak. So, you know, 30, we just throw years around like, well, you know, 25 years, 30 years. But look at it this way. Imagine, go back to the year 1950. I would take 1950, and now fast forward to the year 1980. Yeah. And think about how different and all the changes in those three decades. Now, I'm not saying that you can't evolve and that people can't get better and adapt and all that stuff, but, I mean, 1950, you had Lucy and Ricky sleeping in different beds. Now you got Menage a Trois on TV. I mean, what are you kidding? It is a different way. How does he get a 30-year run?
It doesn't make sense.
What did he do to deserve it?
And especially if he ends up losing Judge. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, he can't. He can't
Thank
lose
you, Rich.
Judge.
Appreciate the call,
Rich,
dude.
I mean.
By the way, Dove has been here for 35 years.
Well, that's why he's Dove.
Dovey.
You got that bank, right? Yeah.
Bank.
Employee of the quarter. Employee of the quarter.
The scratch. He got that little bonus in his direct deposit. We know what that's about, though. But
love it,
though. I see you, pal. Steve's in Bayside, Queens on the Fan with Teak and Tierney. Stevie.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Let me take issue with a couple of things you guys said. First of all, you said that Judge might be a DH when he's 38. Well, look at Giancarlo Stanton. You might not have to wait that long. Two very similar body types.
No,
disagree.
That's very different.
Disagree.
Judge is not stiff. Giancarlo Stanton, he can't even swing like a normal pitcher. Now, he crushes it. I don't know how he makes contact, but whatever. You just look at his swing.
Tiki's right, Steve. Judge is fluid.
Yes.
And Stanton is robotic and mechanical. Very big difference.
Both strong as hell.
And they're both very large guys that you don't have a lot of historical comps for.
No,
of
you
guys
don't.
Playing that age.
That's fair. That's fair. But Judge looks like he's a specimen.
He's more like Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've talked about this.
Well, that's the upside. Yeah, that would be the upside.
Okay.
Anyway, and then the other thing I totally disagree with about saying it's tone deaf to announce Cashman now. No, it's the exact opposite. You have to announce Cashman now.
Why?
Because think about if you lose Judge and then you announce Cashman's coming back, then you would be tone deaf. And by the way, the Yankees, the fact that they announced Cashman before the Judge decision might tell you that they're a little more worried about Judge than they're letting
on. Hold on a sec, Steve. Now, I don't know, for some Yankee fans, thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate it. I don't know that there was a perfect time to announce Cashman coming back at all for a lot of Yankee fans.
Well,
but I'll
we
tell
all
you this.
Knew he was coming back.
Exactly.
So they should have done it when they had that stupid press conference, whenever it was.
With Boone and Cash.
Yeah. Like
that's where I was going. A month ago.
Why not?
I don't know.
Seriously, because you knew he's working. He said, I'm assuming I'm getting paid, even though I don't have a contract. So clearly he was going to come back.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
So do it
because then it would have blended into the woodwork, get on with the business of the winter, and whether or not Judge bolts, the immediacy of Cashman getting a four-year extension, which a lot of Yankee fans don't want, it's diluted.
Yeah.
The anger is diluted because it was a month ago if you announced the signing. It's just ridiculous PR optics.
What we're discounting here is that Brian Cashman probably played hardball with Hal, and he wanted the fourth year.
On what grounds?
Wanted the fourth year. What if, whatever reason. Because what is Hal doing if Cash leaves?
Well, Hal, you be Cashman, and I'm going to be Hal.
Okay.
All right, so 3 years. You're going to take it or leave it?
But, you know, I've been here for a long time. I've done some really good things.
Yeah, I've won since 2009. Three years, there's the door.
I've started to build. Look what I'm saddled with.
Yeah, we lost again to the Astros.
You guys let Derek Jeter fleece me with this Giancarlo Stanton deal. I'm stuck, so I can only do what I could do.
Hey, Cash, let's talk turkey, buddy.
I need 4 years.
Cash, reality check, bud.
I'm retiring and going elsewhere if you don't give me 4 years.
Have a good trip. We'll see you.
Okay, then now, you're as Hal, stop.
Okay. My dad loves you. We gave you a chance, but maybe it's time to move on.
What the hell is Hal doing? If Brian Cashman says, I'm out, what is he doing? Who is the general manager if Cash would have said, see ya? Cash had Hal by the
Judge has Cashman by the short ones.
And he's squeezing him.
Yeah.
So he had to do it. But he should have announced it a little while ago. It just sounds stupid. Just... after Verlander signs with the Mets and Trey Turner signs with the Phillies, hey, we got Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
Why don't we as Yankee fans care?
After you set offensive records for futility in the playoffs, both series against the Guardians and the Astros, you get swept. You know, I mean, oh, my goodness. It was like a funeral.
Yeah.
I was at game three. I was at a morgue
Yankee Stadium. God he found Rizzo. Thank God he found Rizzo. Because without Rizzo, all of those additions count to nothing. Nothing.
And then it's a four-year extension. Not even like a two plus. Well, four. Like I said to start the show, Brian Cashman agrees to a 42-year contract extension. He's going to be here forever. He's gonna outlive all of us. God bless him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.